Chapter 2. Protecting Your Environment. God created mankind and our world for His good pleasure and for us to enjoy. Everything He created is perfect and good. The perfection of His creation is beyond compare. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says, "Then God looked over all He had made, and He saw that it was excellent in every way." God gave mankind authority or dominion to preserve or destroy the earth's natural resources. It was Adam's choice. The fall of mankind through Adam's disobedience brought chaos where there was none. It is man who chose to deplete the earth's resources and pollute it. See Genesis 3, verses 17 and 18. Just as through the disobedience of one man, Adam, we experience sickness, we can enjoy feeling healthy and whole through the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ. "Praise the Lord," I tell myself, "and never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases." Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. God longs to heal you of all your diseases. He desires to give you the wisdom needed to change your lifestyle and your environment so that you can control your asthma condition. He wants you to breathe easy. The best place to start managing your environment is cleaning up indoors. Allergens in your environment are generally what trigger asthmatic attacks. While this may seem like bad news, it's actually good news, because simply changing your environment can alleviate many of the problems associated with asthma. Dr. William Ray, a renowned surgeon and author of 4 textbook volumes on chemical sensitivity, claims that indoor pollution is the worst source of pollution in our environment. The Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, has estimated that indoor air may be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. Given the fact that the majority of Americans spend 90% of their time indoors, this sedentary lifestyle brought about by television, video games, and computers increases our exposure to indoor air pollution. Particle board, a common construction material in new buildings, contains compounds that may emit formaldehyde, a gas that can be harmful when inhaled. Carpets and drapes also commonly emit formaldehyde. In fact, the building materials in a typical home will emit gas and harmful fumes for years. Modern homes are so well insulated and sealed for our comfort that they actually deter toxic irritants, allergens, and other pollutants from escaping rather than letting the air circulate and rid itself of these pollutants. In all homes, air leaks in and out, and the rate that air is replaced in a building is called the air exchange rate. It is measured in air exchanges per hour. In tightly constructed homes, the air exchange rate can be reduced to about 10% exchange in air per hour. Now that we know that the primary triggers for asthma are found in indoor air, it's critical that we identify these triggers and begin to transform our environment. We will learn about indoor and outdoor allergens. First, let's look at common indoor allergens. Allergens are perhaps the most common trigger for asthma. Approximately 80% of children with asthma have allergies as well. When the body's immune system detects a foreign component in the lungs, it bolsters its defenses in order to rid the body of it. In asthmatics, however, the immune system overreacts to the allergen, thus creating inflammation. Remember, an allergen...